This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you'd like. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Those other talk show hosts, many of them want to charge you for accessing their sites. And ours is free, so go and enjoy it, freetalklive.com. Unfortunately, the internet, the free internet, was dealt yet another blow today as the Silk Road 2.0 has now been seized by federal thugs, the FBI most heavily involved in this. It's unfortunate. The Silk Road, for those who don't know, would either of you care to take a crack at describing what the Silk Road is?
Do you want to describe it? I don't know. I don't know as much about it, especially not the Silk Road 2.0.
Certainly. The Silk Road is, or rather, it was an online marketplace to where one could buy all sorts of substances that might not be exactly legal in most jurisdictions around the globe.
Yeah, well, not only that, but also...
And you could use cryptocurrencies to do it.
You had to, as a matter of fact. You had to use Bitcoin, and it's an underground thing, so it's on the Tor network, which means it is...
The Onion Router.
Right, not accessible by your average web browser. You have to have a special web browser that ostensibly is private, but somehow the feds managed to keep ferreting out the server locations of these supposedly underground drug marketplace places, because you got the Silk Road that was taken down just over a year ago. It's been about 13 months. This new Silk Road...
Did they have to ferret out the server location, or could they just figure out the registration and whatnot of the domain name and just repoint the domain name a new place?
I don't really know.
I think they can just steal the .com. They can steal the domain name.
But it's not a .com because it's on the Onion router.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, good point. Yeah,
not the same thing at all. I don't know how domain name propagation goes with the Onion router, but I imagine it's very different.
Yeah, very, very different.
Than standard. Because the standard domain name system is very centralized, so it's easy for the feds to just swoop in and take the URL. But in this case, they actually found the server location somehow, which they also found the server location of the first Silk Road. And so that's one of the big questions that has yet to be answered. The cases, the criminal charges they're bringing against the folks that are alleged to have been operating Silk Road 1.0 and 2.0, those cases haven't gone through yet. So we haven't seen the evidence as to how they found...
Well, they admitted how they found the initial Silk Road in some of their filings.
There's a claim about how they found it. We don't know if that's...
Well,
that's
based
exactly
on
what happened.
Based on the FBI's filings in the initial case, because there were, you know, motions to dismiss saying, you know, you did this and that and you shouldn't have done it, the FBI actually admitted how they did, and it sounds very much like if you or I did it, it would be hacking, but they've written the laws in such a way as to where it doesn't apply to them.
Well, I thought that they weren't admitting to doing that, but they were saying that if they did, that it would be legal.
Right. Well, they're not saying they did hacking. They described a process, and that process is very similar to hacking, where they said they put in usernames and passwords repeatedly, and at some point there was a fail on the website, and it popped up
the IP address.
And
that was what they claimed.
If you or I did that on a website, putting in incorrect usernames and passwords repeatedly to create a situation where the website fails and gives up the IP address, that would be called hacking.
Okay, it would actually be called a brute force attack.
Maybe I'm misremembering then, because I had thought that they weren't actually admitting to doing that, that they were just, you know, saying that... You know, if they did that, that it would be legal for them to do that. But maybe I misrecall.
Well,
that.
Initially, that's what they said.
Okay.
But then there was another filing just a couple of weeks ago where Ross Ulbricht, or actually his attorneys, filed and said that them finding the server violated Ross Ulbricht's Fourth Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, we did this, this, and this, and it doesn't violate his Fourth Amendment because he didn't claim a privacy interest on the server. Yeah. And secondarily, it was in Iceland, so screw you, we can do whatever we want.
So we don't know what the vulnerability was in this new website, that how they found the new location of Silk Road 2.0 server, but ultimately they did. I did read the 33-page, most of the 33-page indictment today on the new guy who they are accusing.
DEFCON.
His name is Blake, and DEFCON is his sort of handle. Now,
I've got some questions here about this. So,
Blake
so,
Benthal.
Were there differences? I didn't even get the chance to check out and look at the second Silk Road. I looked at the first one. I have not seen the second one at all. Were there major differences, or was it basically a clone?
The design was very, very similar. I would say close to a clone.
Okay. And then the other question that I would have is that I saw in the post about this happening that it was one of those site seizure logos, you know, where they have the Homeland Security and the FBI and blah, 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 blah. Were they actually serving that up? I mean, they really went and they took the time to actually put that up, or bloggers actually
served.
Just...
No, that was being served. I checked it out today.
So, wow. So they actually take the time. I mean, it's just kind of
so
funny.
What you're referring to is a graphic that the FBI, and in this case, actually, the Europol was also involved. So they put this big full-screen, full-page graphic up on the Silk Road and on other sites that they've seized over time as well. This it says, quote, "This hidden site has been seized," in all capital letters, "as part of a joint law enforcement operation by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, ICE, Homeland Security Investigations, and European law enforcement agencies acting through Europol and Eurojust," and then goes on to ramble
Look
about there.
Look at the size of our logos.
Right, and then they put their gang signs all over
we
the...
We got flags aplenty.
Yeah. So that's what it looks like, and it probably looks like the inside of a jail cell right now to Blake, who is the new alleged operator of the Silk Road, Blake Benthal, a.k.a. DEFCON. Now, people who are unfamiliar with the Silk Road 2.0's history may not realize that Silk Road 2.0 was ostensibly started by another individual calling themselves Dread Pirate Roberts. So for those who've been paying attention to this whole story for the last 3 years, you know that Dread Pirate Roberts was the name of the head of the first Silk Road, and also who they were alleging is a.k.a. Ross Ulbricht, the man who's being charged with being the first Dread Pirate Roberts. But this new Silk Road had a new, ostensibly new Dread Pirate Roberts, and he dropped off the scene after about 1 or 2 months behind the helm at Silk Road 2.0. It was then DEFCON, this new guy, the man they're alleging to be DEFCON, they're saying he took over at that point and completely operated the entire site. Ran it for about a year. They actually busted him almost an entire year from when the site, it may have been in exactly a year, as a matter of fact, from when the site opened its doors just about 1 month after the first Silk Road was taken out. So as I was reading through the 30-something page complaint here today to try to get a real handle for what happened here, I think the most noteworthy thing about this is that the Silk Road 2.0 was compromised from the word go, from before the Silk Road 2.0 even opened its doors. There was an agent, an undercover agent. They don't name who this agent is.
Presumably before it got off the ground. It could have been something to where the agent was actually a confidential informant who wound up turning after it opened.
Well, yeah, I wonder if they would call a confidential informant an undercover agent. I suspect they would. I'm not sure, you know, how strict they are about using these terms, because to me that sounds different, but in legal land world, undercover agent may also be considered a confidential informant, because what I suspect happened here is they turned somebody who was on the administrative side of Silk Road 1.0. You know, they were getting ready to bust him, and they said, look, you help us take down whatever comes next, and we'll let you off these charges. Because why else would their undercover agent be brought in as an administrator right out of the gate from the new, in the new Silk Road 2.0? That is one of the most important things to know about this case, is that it was compromised right from the very beginning. So what kind of things did that undercover agent have to do to get the level of renown that he or she would need to be let in to the sort of the back end of this website, which ultimately really helped them in gathering information, as you'll find out here in moments, against the guy they're alleging was in charge of Silk Road 2.0. Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-Stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Your comments on the shutdown after just 1 year of Silk Road 2.0. Certainly welcome. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. And if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it effectively from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. And, of course, you know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. That's libertystickers.com. Ian Johnson and Daryl in the studio with you here tonight, just giving you a rundown of what I learned today, just a brief snippet, I guess, of what I learned. It was a 33-page indictment here. Not indictment, complaint. I guess there's a difference between the two.
Right. The indictment is something that's handed down by the grand jury.
So the complaint comes first.
The complaint is what is the complaint is essentially the ticket written by the police officer. In this case, the police officer being the Department of Justice, the FBI, Homeland Security, and whatever that European organization was.
So first thing that I saw the headlines coming out today and pulled up the FBI's press release, which touts how tough and bad the FBI is and that they're going to take you down if you're doing illegal drug sales online. And there's some tough talk here from Manhattan U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, who apparently is also involved in the attack against Russ Ulbricht and the others who are alleged to have ran the Silk Road 1.0, the infamous underground drug sales website. The quote from the U.S. attorney, quote, "As alleged, Blake Benthal attempted to resurrect Silk Road, a secret website that law enforcement seized last year by running Silk Road 2.0, a nearly identical criminal enterprise. Let's be clear. This Silk Road, in whatever form, is the road to prison." Are you scared yet? You think the internet's going to back down? Is this going to be the end for illegal drug markets on the internet?
They're very scary, and obviously, every time that they try these tactics, look at how much fewer drugs we've had since they've been made illegal. Since they started prohibition, it always works, right?
Nobody does crack or meth or anything.
They say scary things, and then people just stop doing them, right? I mean, you scare people, and then they're like, well, I'm not going to do that illegal thing anymore because the cop said something frightening.
Well, I saw a report, and this is tangentially related, saw a report a couple days ago that the opium production in Afghanistan has hit, like, the all-time record high.
Yeah, so the marketplace is going to provide other options, and for those who've been paying attention, you already know that they already are. There are several other options out there besides Silk Road 2.0. After Silk Road 1.0 came or went offline, was taken down last year, multiple other places popped up. Turned out some of them were scams, so you never know what you're going to get out there in the underground black market, but others are still online. There's another story at CryptoCoinsNews.com claiming that at least two other sites have been taken down by the FBI, or at the very least are displaying the very same logo, that same graphic we were talking about earlier, which, touts their takedown. Apparently a couple of other drug sales sites, Cloud9 and Hydra. I have not visited either of those two sites, so I'm going to just take their word that they are taken down. This is, again, from CryptoCoinsNews.com. So this may all be part of a larger operation, which has been dubbed Operation Onymous, spelled O-N-Y, without the A.
Well, it's anonymous.
Yeah. So Operation Onymous, they're going after multiple deep web or deep dark web sites. The Agora Marketplace site is still online, so some of them are still operational, and Agora Marketplace, as of my check this afternoon, had over 13,000 active listings in the drugs category. There are other categories. These are not just drug sales websites. Some of them have hacking tools that they sell. Others have things like fake identification. Most of them have these things. There are some certain things that are prohibited from being sold on these sites. Like, some of them won't allow poison or child pornography and things like that. But for the most part, they are open marketplaces with very, very little regulation by the operators of the sites. So, again, the FBI has arrested a man named Blake, and they're accusing him of being the operator, Blake Benthal, of being the operator of Silk Road 2.0. We don't know about any of the other administrators of the site, except as far as, you know, whether they've been arrested or not. But what we do know is that one of their administrators was working with the federal government and may have been a paid agent.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned some of the items that there are for sale on these websites, and a lot of people would be listening and thinking that, you know, it's so despicable. These items are selling hacking tools that hurt people or, you know, could potentially hurt people and drugs, and that's so awful. And, you know, the funny thing is that I think back to a story from probably a year, maybe 2 years ago. Perfectly legal, but one of the most heinous items I've ever seen, which is women selling basically positive pregnancy tests.
Oh.
There's people that sell that on Craigslist.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's perfectly legal to sell that, and that's way more despicable than anything you're going to find on the Silk Road. You know, and it's just, it shows how there's a subset of people who have really messed up priorities. And they think they know better than everybody else.
Well, some of them work for the federal government, right, and they are going to try to force their viewpoint on people. But the people behind the scenes in the black market are not going to be dismayed. They're not going to stop doing this. They didn't stop after the crackdown on the Silk Road, after multiple arrests were made of administrators or people alleged to be administrators of the Silk Road. Again, not a single one of them has been convicted thus far. So, you know, that remains to be seen. And we're going to keep you in the loop as the Ross Ulbricht case develops, and now as this new case with Blake Benthal, the alleged operator of Silk Road 2.0. A couple of interesting details besides the fact that the site was compromised by an undercover agent from the get-go, from the very beginnings of them starting discussions about how to, you know, when to launch and details about launching another site, they had an undercover agent in their midst. And that undercover agent had back-end access to the website. He pulled up, allegedly, this is according to the complaint.
If this is true, then why did they have to use a brute force attack to compromise the website?
Well, I don't think he had access to the IP of the site, or maybe he did. Maybe they just don't give that information. We don't know how they determined where the server location was.
And the brute force was on the first one, not the second one.
Right.
I thought the brute force was on the second one.
No, that was the first one. We don't yet know how the Silk Road 2.0's server was discovered.
Okay.
And we're not really sure how they did it the first time, but there's allegations, what Daryl was saying, as I understand it.
Based on filings that they've made in court, they describe something very similar to a brute force attack.
Okay.
Toll-free number, but some people said there was some level of concern amongst the technical sort of community as to how they actually pulled that off and if it was really possible to do the way they said they did it, that kind of thing. But anyway, so we don't know, Johnson, this new attack, Silk Road 2.0, we don't know how the feds got access to the server, but we do know that, or to the location of the server, the physical location of it. But we do know they had a man on the inside, and there's a few other details worth sharing here. In moments, we'll get you those. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Your thoughts on the underground black markets being raided. It's Free Talk Live.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they've got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees, there was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants, and the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns 80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking Silk Road 2.0. They have been taken down now after just 1 year of operation, replacing the original Silk Road, which, of course, has made headlines globally for being the source of an open-air online drug marketplace that... For 2 years, the first Silk Road was untouched by federal agents. They then took down Silk Road 1.0 1 month later, in October of 2013, a month after that, in November, Silk Road 2.0 launched. And it was kind of a rocky start for Silk Road 2.0. The captain of the ship, so to speak, Dread Pirate Roberts, he bailed out after about a month and a half or so, and then afterwards was replaced by someone calling themselves DEFCON. And it is the man who is allegedly DEFCON that they are charging, Blake Benthal, and he's looking at quite a few years in prison. If you look at the maximum sentences, one of them there's a maximum sentence of life, and then if you know you look at the other sentences that are possible, he's facing multiple charges. He's looking at a long time.
And then the minimum sentences, because all of these have minimum sentences as well. And I think most of the minimums were somewhere around 10 years.
He's facing one count of, this is from the FBI's release, the FBI Department of Justice, one count of conspiring to commit narcotics trafficking, which has the maximum sentence of life and a minimum sentence of 10 years. one count of conspiring to commit computer hacking, which is max 5 years, one count of conspiring to traffic in fraudulent identification documents, which has a max of 15, and one count of money laundering conspiracy, which has a maximum of 20 years in prison. So there's quite a bit that this man is going to be facing here for operating what was essentially just an open-air marketplace. You could sell legal products on the Silk Road. Now, of course, they also have him in conversations, or what they're alleging is him, in conversations with an undercover agent who infiltrated the site from the very beginning, talking about how they wanted to go to other drug marketplaces and recruit some of the big vendors from the other drug marketplaces to come and sell at Silk Road 2.0. So he can't claim, if they can prove this was him, he wouldn't be able to claim, well, I didn't know what they were selling on the site.
Well, I probably shouldn't make light of this because it is very serious, but I do find myself finding it highly ironic how much time these government agencies are spending asking themselves, who will build the roads?
I don't know what you mean.
The Silk Roads.
Well, somebody will.
Yes.
Somebody who is in search of
they really want to know who.
Somebody who's willing to take the risk of life in prison for $8 million. What was it, $8 million a month?
That's what they allege.
Yeah.
Wow.
$8 million. U.S. dollars worth of Bitcoin was sort of the average amount of traffic they were finding.
I wonder how much, like, major, you know, like, Google, you know, like, what's the revenue of some of these other companies? You know, it's like some, like, where in the...
Google's a lot more than $8 million.
A lot more than $8 million. Yeah, I know. But what I'm wondering is, like, where, and I said Google because I'm thinking, like, one of the top revenue companies in the country, but where on the, you know... S&P 500 scale.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
does
know.
The Silk Road fall? You know, like if you're doing $8 million a month, you know, it was, you know, how much, you know.
He was pulling in enough for, you know, to be able to afford things like a Tesla. He purchased a Tesla with his Bitcoin, apparently, and the feds were watching that. And according to the story here, it was interesting because the official story from the feds essentially backed up the story given on the Silk Road. So to give you a little bit of history of what happened, after Dread Pirate Roberts 2.0 dropped out of Silk Road 2.0 and DEFCON took over, it wasn't long after that where the site was hacked and they lost a bunch of people's Bitcoin. Now, this was a pretty big, you know, this was a pretty big blow to the site. That's, if you lose people's Bitcoin, they're going to get upset, they're going to leave. But Silk Road 2.0, their administrators promised they were going to pay everyone back. And they did. They did pay everyone back on the Silk Road. And in fact, the complaint here backs up that story. It wasn't just a story. The complaint verifies that in conversations with the undercover agent who was working with behind the scenes on the Silk Road, that the guy they're alleging was running Silk Road 2.0 was like, we've got to fix this. This has got to get... He put in 1,000 of his own Bitcoin just to shore up the site to help pay people back. Because, you know, obviously in an anonymous system like the Silk Road, if all of a sudden the site's admins go, whoops! Looks like we just lost all your Bitcoin.
Right.
Well, a lot of the people on the site are going to start coming up with theories about how, oh, well, this was a scam from day one.
I mean, right.
They started Silk Road 2.0 with the intention of fleecing everybody after a few months and emptying out people's wallets. But, you know, to prove that that wasn't the case, they actually did make good and pay back. So it's interesting seeing that level of honor in an anonymous black market website.
Mm.
You know, you can run these sites and nobody knows who the hell you are. It's completely anonymous for the most part, unless you get, you know, the feds spending who knows how many hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to bring you down. But, you know, to the end user, you don't know who the hell you're dealing with. That's why some of these alternatives to the Silk Road have proven to be scams. They did set up sort of copycat sites and then let everybody load up their accounts with Bitcoin and work it for a little while, right? Like, make the site was working. People were getting drugs, and so it looked like it was good. And then they just flush it, you know, just flush the whole site, empty out all the Bitcoins in people's wallets, and call it a day. They could have done that on Silk Road 2.0, but they didn't. So the federal indictment actually backs, or the federal complaint actually backs up what happened in real life, and that is that whoever it was that was running Silk Road 2.0, whether it was Blake Benthal and others or not, whoever it was really was an honorable person who really did make good on the promise to pay back thousands of site users who got, you know, the site got hacked. And it was absolutely their responsibility to do that. And it's, you know, it's refreshing to see that. And I think it's a real a mark in the corner of these online marketplaces. Yeah, some of them were scams, but the ones that are the real deal, the people behind them, they're, you know, they honor their word, which is I was impressed by that. So there was that detail, and then there was.
So just real quick, you had mentioned, like, how many other companies are making $8 million per month?
Okay.
So I have been doing some searching, and to sort of put this in perspective, the website The Daily Beast has annual revenue of $8 million.
Right, okay.
The largest Bitcoin rig in the world allegedly in March was bringing in about $8 million per month.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm not really sure of, you know, like major tech companies.
Sure.
How many are making
tech? I'm not even thinking necessarily tech, you know, I'm just.
But just, you know, knowing that, you know, one of the most popular websites is only making $8 million per year.
Right.
That sort of puts it in perspective.
Sort of. I don't know. I don't know if I would necessarily, you know, because media right now is not, you know, the hugest industry to be in, especially, you know, a blog. You know, it's Daily Beast, when it boils down to it, it's a blog. Mm-hmm. But still,
right,
I mean,
but
it's still a major news outlet.
Popular blog.
Yeah, yeah, it's still a major news outlet. And
that's the most popular blog, Daily Beast?
It's one of them.
Yeah, one of them.
Hmm. I've seen it before, but I never thought, oh, this is the best blog in the world.
It's got a pretty conservative bent to it, doesn't it? It's a conservative blog, isn't it?
I don't know.
The Huffington Post has
all I remember is that
revenue of $30 million per year,
per
roughly.
Year. Okay, so that would make the Silk Road a more profitable website than Huffington Post.
And the Daily
By
Beast
far.
Combined. And the Daily Beast combined. All I remember about the Daily Beast is that McCain's daughter wrote for the Daily Beast for a while or something. So
a little bit more on the story here. Blake Benthal is the alleged operator here. He's 26, and he, curiously enough, was living in San Francisco. Just like Ross Ulbricht, who is the man who was accused of being the operator of the first Silk Road. So there's some important details on this takedown story. And one of them goes to show, and again, these are all allegations from the feds. We don't know what's actually true here. But one of the allegations is that whoever it was that was operating the site, if it was Blake Benthal or not, whoever the DEFCON guy was being kind of sloppy. And with his operational security, as it's called. And I'll tell you here in a moment what the feds are alleging he did and really did wrong in this case. 855-453, that's coming up. You can also share your thoughts on underground drug marketplaces. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154. On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450
free. Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. If you like Free Talk Live, you want to help support the show, then please shop with us. Go and get your shopping taken care of over at shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon. You'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Canada, and US. You just click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of your purchase price. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are some things you can't get from Amazon, like BuzzBox coffee. In fact, you can get a free pound of it by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. You go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. You pay the shipping cost. You get your first pound for free sent right to you. And it's great stuff. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Plus, we've teamed up with BuzzBox and Kiva.org to help offer people in poverty an opportunity to change their own lives through microloans. So for every 10 listeners like you that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com, we can issue one new microloan out to somebody who could use it to, you know, improve their business or make their, you know, their business better. So you can go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. Again, you get your first pound for free, and you can help people change their lives for the better. You just pay that shipping cost, and you can cancel your subscription anytime over at coffee.freetalklive.com.
So you got to think about these things in context when you say, like, there are some things you can't get from Amazon in the context of the story that we're reading. First thing that comes to my mind.
Yeah, you probably can't get drugs from Amazon either, but that is what we're talking about tonight, the underground drug marketplaces, although, you know, it's interesting. Angel Clark, who's a liberty-oriented talk show host, she moved down to Mexico, and she's living in Acapulco. She went to Walmart, took a picture inside Walmart of Walmart selling bongs and hookah pipes. They had a whole display of bongs and hookah pipes.
That's amazing. So
if Amazon were legally able to sell drugs like that, they may very well, but they just can't get away with that.
I wonder if anybody is selling coffee on the Silk Road, or if they were.
I couldn't tell you, actually. We could probably pull up one of their competitive marketplaces, like the Agora Marketplace, and find out what other categories they have over there.
I'm just imagining now Amazon, you know, once because it seems pretty inevitable now that marijuana is going to be legalized in all 50 states, you know, within the foreseeable future here, and that, you know, maybe the regulations will go through for Amazon to get their drone program off the ground, and then you'll get weed delivery by drone.
Okay, I see two problems with that.
Yeah.
The first being that there's still the federal prohibitions on cannabis,
okay,
meaning that even if, say, Nevada legalizes cannabis and California legalizes and then, you know, Washington and Oregon, you still can't deliver across state lines without violating a federal
law. Currently, but I mean, again, it seems pretty inevitable that these laws are going away. They're gradually going away in each of the 50 states, and once we get to the 50 states, then the federal laws are probably not far
right,
behind.
But
if not, if they don't fall before we even get to all 50 states.
The feds are always so far behind on doing what is right,
yeah,
in my opinion, that, you know, they'll be definitely the last holdout of,
sure,
okay, so
the
you
bandwagon
can grow it, but you can't take it across state lines.
Sure, they're bandwagon jumpers, and the bandwagon just needs to get rolling quickly enough is basically what needs to happen. I mean, that's what they do. They're like, well, oh, everything seems to be going in this direction. Well, this was our idea. We did it. We're responsible.
I've always
we made
supported
these
this.
Yes.
So the toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So I wanted to tell you one of the things that was, according to the FBI's complaint, a major sloppy mistake on the part of the man who is allegedly DEFCON, who is the alleged operator of Silk Road 2.0. So they have this undercover agent. First of all, the big mistake was bringing an undercover
agent.
It's
also really embarrassing when your name is DEFCON and you get caught like this because, I mean, DEFCON means defense condition.
Yeah.
So obviously.
So
yeah.
There was a pretty big mistake that he made, allegedly, again, according to the complaint. So you've got this undercover agent. That was a mistake, you know, trusting an undercover agent. Of course, you never know, right? Like, you don't know who these people are. So he brings in an undercover agent from the very beginning of the website. This guy had administrative access to sort of the back end of the website. So he could actually see who was logged into the site. And he could see that DEFCON was logged into the site. Not only that, he could also see with what browser DEFCON was using. He had that user information about him as an admin of the site. So he notated which browser and which operating system they had whoever it was that was DEFCON was using a very specific operating system version that apparently was, you know, out of date. It hadn't been updated. And also a beta version of Chrome that also should have been updated but hadn't been updated. So it's kind of an unusual combination.
Right.
Is what the federal agents were saying. The most interesting thing was that had DEFCON been accessing the site through Tor, that information would have been obscured. He wasn't accessing his own website through the anonymizing system. He was using he knew the IP address of the server and apparently was connecting directly to it.
Right.
So do you understand he wasn't using the cloak of Tor. Had he been using the Tor browser, the back end of the website that the undercover agent was looking at would have just shown him looking like all the other Tor browsing people that were on the site. But in point of fact, he was the only person on the site who wouldn't have been using Tor because he didn't have to, but he should have because that was what would have helped protect him and helped keep him anonymous and it would have made it more difficult for them to connect.
Might have made it impossible.
Yeah, well, maybe. And we still don't.
It would have made it very difficult.
Mm-hmm. It would have made it harder for them to prove that he was DEFCON. And that's what they're going to obviously still have to do in court. But nonetheless, big mistake. If you're going to run one of these Tor services, you don't want to connect to the back end of the server to do your administrative work, you know, logging in. You should log in just like everybody else does to the site through the Tor system.
So I shared this earlier in the day on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I tagged Brian Sovereign because he's, you know, a tech guy.
This is Brian Sovereign from Sovereign Tech. He is one of the Free Talk Live hosts on Sunday night.
Yes. And he just responded. He used Chrome and Gmail. What kind of amateur hour is this?
Yeah, that's the other thing that's worth pointing out here is that when the FBI found the server location, they found the company that was hosting this site. And again, it's not clear how they pulled that off again on this instance. But however they did it, the hosting company Blake's email was on the hosting account. So
wow,
this guy signed up for hosting for Silk Road 2.0 with whatever company in another country it was. Not sure which country, but it's some other foreign country. And he used his own personal email address, allegedly.
Right.
You know, this is what the feds claim. He used his own personal email address to establish that account. So he was tied to it there, and then they, you know, also found that he had certain Bitcoin accounts, right? So he had, like, Bitcoin wallets with mm-hmm. certain groups or whatever, and, you know, there's one of them that handed over information to the feds. And in the information they handed over to the feds, they showed that someone claiming to be Blake logged into his account using the same browser version and the same operating system version, that the same strange combo of those things that they saw logging into the site with their right. undercover agent. So, I mean,
it's also strange they didn't do their own hosting, you know, like that they signed up with some random company in some, you know, foreign yeah. country is strange in and of itself, in that you figure that you could talk to some people and have some people that are friendly to your organization to set up servers to run private servers in a foreign country rather than being with a hosting company that has no idea what's going on but is seeing traffic going to and from and might be very cooperative with the feds in a raid, you know?
Right. Well, they do have, from what I understand, they do have hosts who they host hidden sites, right? So you can go on Tor. You can connect to, I don't know what they are, but I know they right. exist, that you can connect to some sort of a Tor host, somebody who will sell you hosting service. Of course, the problem, I guess, with that is that if you're not configuring your own server, then that could possibly provide security problems.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't know if you necessarily want to have the server in your house, because then, you know, that winds up coming into problems of if they find you, then it's right there and...
Well, yeah, if you're going to sign up with a company, you would at least want to make a fake ID or something, right? You'd want to create some sort of fake person or corporation or something to shield you from having your own personal email address associated with the account. I mean, there have to be some hosting companies around the world who don't really care who you are so long as you give them Bitcoin, right? Like, you know those companies exist. You don't. They're not going to ask you for your social security number if you're applying for a hosting account in Madagascar. You know, they're not going to care about that information. So find a hosting company that you can just put in any old email address and any old name, and, you know, fund the account with some Bitcoin, and then have them give you what you're looking for. Don't tell me that doesn't exist. 855-453. That's the toll-free number here. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Ever wonder why so many politicians violate the U.S. Constitution? Maybe they simply don't understand its principles. Fiat empire, original intent, cultural Marxism, corporate fascism, and Molon Labe explore these issues. Featuring experts like Ron Paul, G. Edward Griffin, Edwin Vieira, Pat Buchanan, John McManus, Larry Pratt, this 12-hour 8-DVD set is available only at moviepubs.net.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.